So how are you supposed to explain what your podcast is in only a few seconds? How do you turn possibly thousands of hours of your content into this little 30-second pitch to somebody that you just met? As a podcast coach and strategist, this is one of the questions podcasters are struggling with the most. You might know exactly what your podcast is, who should listen to it, and why they should listen, but you might not be able to communicate all of that information quickly enough to seal the deal with the person who just asked what your podcast is about. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through how to construct a meaningful 30-second pitch for your podcast that you can share with anyone. So the next time someone says, "Whoa, that's awesome. You have a podcast? What's it about?" you can look at them confidently and turn the curiosity that they have in your podcast into them actually listening to your show. Hello and welcome to Podcast for Profit. My name is Morgan Franklin. I'm a podcast producer, strategist, and educator. This podcast will help you create and grow a podcast that cuts through the noise of social media and speaks directly to your target audience. If you're ready to create a podcast that will align you with the experts in your industry, position yourself as a trusted leader, and create another source of revenue for your business, you're in the right place. Think about this. The human attention span is 8.2 seconds. So while you're trying to collect your thoughts and you're hemming and humming and sighing and and trying to explain what this podcast is about, the person that you're talking to is already completely mentally checked out. They're thinking about what they're going to have for lunch, what they're going to have for dinner, what they're going to have for breakfast the next day. The first step is start with the most broad and simplified explanation of what your podcast covers. For example, when someone comes up and asks me this question, I usually say my podcast is about how business owners and podcasters can make money from their podcast. Easy. I've told them a bit about who it's for and what it does as the end result. The best we can hope for when someone asks us to tell them about our podcast is that we can explain who we made the podcast for, what they can expect from it, and what they ultimately might gain at the end. That's it. And to be honest with you, sometimes you're only going to get out the who it's made for part, and you're not going to make it any further. And that's okay. Let me kind of explain why this is. So let's say, for example, that your podcast is about being a first-time home buyer. You might say something like, "My podcast is about how to buy your first home and what challenges to expect along the way." Easy. Okay? That tells me who it's for and what they can expect as an end result. This first sentence is just a hook, and really, this is a great hook. It's very simple, and it tells me who it's for and what they can expect. This is going to give you an idea if this person wants to keep having this conversation with you or not. I know I tell you this all the time, but your podcast doesn't have to be for everyone, but it does need to be for someone. So you're going to run into those people that sometimes just have no interest in your podcast and the podcast that you're pitching to them. Maybe in my case, and this happens all the time, I start talking to somebody about my podcast and they neither own a business or have a podcast. So why would they want to keep talking to me about my podcast unless they're just being polite? For example, we go back to that home buying podcast scenario. Maybe the person that you're talking to has already bought 5 houses and they say something really vague like, "Yeah, that's a stressful time. Glad I'm way past that." You know, something like that. That's just kind of lets you know, okay, this is not the podcast for me. I would have no interest in listening to this. Do not take someone not being interested in your podcast as a failure of your podcast. Let me say that again. Don't take someone not being interested in your podcast as a failure of your podcast. I know podcasting is vulnerable. I know that it feels like a piece of you, and it is. You're sharing a piece of you, and it can be really easy to think you personally are getting rejected. Especially when you're having these kind of conversations in the beginning and somebody just kind of dismisses you. You don't know why that is. You don't know if it's because, like I just said, you're trying to pitch them a first-time homebuyer's podcast and they've already bought 5 houses. You aren't for everyone. Your podcast isn't for everyone. But the faster you can figure out who isn't interested in your podcast, the quicker you can move on to the people that are, and that is what really matters. After you've given them a general idea of what the podcast is and you've piqued their attention and they say like, "Wow, that's so cool," you can come in with a little bit bigger picture and add some background to who you are and why you have this podcast. I might say something like, yeah, when I started producing my first podcast, I just realized that storytelling and podcasting is one of the easiest ways to grow your brand. And I've been helping business owners and podcasters ever since. In the case of the first-time homebuyer podcast, it might be something like, I'm a real estate agent or a mortgage broker, and I love to help first-time homebuyers because it's one of the most gratifying parts of being a real estate agent, and I am the first person in my family to own a home. Something like that. Because the truth is, we all have a story behind our podcast that goes deeper than just the first sentence that you tell people about what your podcast is about. Spend some time thinking about what this reason is for you. Why did you start this podcast? What message do you want to share with the world? Why is it so important to you? Podcasting isn't easy. So I'm very, very confident that you have 1,000 answers to these questions if you will just take the time to figure it out. Try to pare it down to a couple sentences that really shares why you started. And more importantly, why it helps the person listening. No one really cares about your story. I know that sucks, but it's true. What people care about is how your story will help them. So think about that and frame it in that way. Even though it's hard to take yourself out of it, it's hard to not be selfish on your own podcast, right? I struggle with this all the time, just to be perfectly honest. But I am constantly thinking, how can I use the stories that have happened to me? How can I use these situations to help you? And that's pretty much what this whole part is about. How can you use your tools, your knowledge, your background, the reason that you started this podcast to help other people? All right, so this is the part of the conversation where if you're having just a brief little interaction with somebody, let's say just like on an elevator, or you pass by them at a conference or whatever it might be, the person's going to say something like, I have to check it out. I'd love to listen to it sometime, blah, blah, blah. They're giving you something. They're trying to get out of the conversation. Even if they're interested, they got other things to do. We get it. They have already forgot your podcast. They've already forgot it. They've already forgot the name of your podcast. I promise you. So make it easy for them. And this part is going to take a little bit of courage on your part. I'm so sorry, but you are brave. You have a podcast. I know you can talk to people. You can do this. Everybody is holding their phone. You might be holding your phone right now. I don't know. If you aren't driving, sleeping, or having like a candlelit dinner with your spouse, you are holding your phone. And even sometimes then. So what I want you to say is, oh, if you just want to pull up Apple Podcasts, or if they don't have an Apple, say, oh, if you just want to pull up Spotify, it's actually called Podcast for Profit with Morgan Franklin. And then just look at them. Honey, just look at them. And then from there, I promise you, they will do it. I have never, and I've been doing this for 5 years. I have never been in a situation where I said, oh, hey, if you just want to pull up Apple Podcasts, it's X, Y, and Z, and the person has not immediately done it. And let me tell you, one of my first podcasts was about nursing home care. So I'm not joking with you when I say this. They will do it. They will go on. Make sure that they follow you. And once they have it pulled up, just tell them what the name of the podcast is. Have them follow you. Have them subscribe. And then, bada bing, bada boom, you've got a subscriber. It will be automatically downloading to their phone. Like I said, I know this takes a little bit of courage. This takes a little bit of courage from you, but you can do this. You were already talking about your podcast. If they are interested, if they have got to this part, if you had a strong pitch, close the sale. That's the ball game. That's the whole thing. That's the whole customer journey right there. At this point, you might be thinking, wow, Morgan, I have a lot of work to do. I can't narrow down my podcast to just one topic. And it's hard to explain who listens to it. And honestly, this episode is giving me more anxiety than it's given me actionable information. And that's okay. If that's what you're thinking, I just want to let you know, I have been exactly where you are. I remember the first conference that I went to as a professional podcast producer, and somebody came up to me, you know, we were doing some little mingling thing. Somebody came up and said, hey, what are your podcasts about? Because they saw in my tag that I was a podcast producer, and they were like, whoa, what? Tell me about your shows. I was stunned. I was too stunned to speak. I don't know why I had not prepared for that moment, but that's part of the reason I wanted to make this episode. Just from my own experiences and being a producer, I realized sometimes you can even be producing a show and you don't know how to concisely tell people what it's about. And if you can't quickly tell someone what your podcast is about, trying to get them to listen to it is going to be impossible. Here are a few steps you can take to try to figure out this first part of your pitch. First, what does your podcast do? On the simplest level, what does it do for the people who listen? when you're making it, what are you hoping the outcome is? Honestly, out of this answer, it should just be the first thing that pops into your head. This should not be a soul searching answer. I just want the first thing that comes to your mind and go from there. Dig into that first thing that pops into your head. And if you're still feeling kind of lost about that second half of your pitch, take a moment to reflect on your show. Think about why you started it. What sets you apart? What life experiences brought you right here to starting this podcast or whenever you started the podcast? Why are you uniquely qualified to share your message? Because you are. There's no right or wrong answers. It's just trying to figure out what the secret sauce is behind you and your message and figuring out a short, direct way that you can tell other people. If you still have questions about this or you just can't figure out how to get your podcast down to one central topic, please send me an email or a DM. I have a variety of coaching options, but I'm always happy to answer any question about podcast strategy or production. If you just have a question that you want to send me in a DM, if I can answer it, I would be happy to. And if it's something that I think a lot of people have a question on, I'm happy to make a whole podcast episode out of it. The last thing I have to tell you is very simple, but we make it complicated. And that is, you need to network with people. You need to be networking with people online and in person. Put yourself in the situations where you're going to have the opportunity to talk with like-minded people about your podcast. Because honestly, you can practice your elevator speech all day long. You can have this thing down to a science. But if you don't have anyone to tell it to, if you don't have any interactions to make this happen, it doesn't really matter. So here's my easy, actionable recommendation on how you are going to network in your community. Because I know people are all the time saying, network, network, get network. And you're like, how? What am I supposed to do? Online, find some relevant Facebook groups and become active in those groups. When someone asks a question, you respond. When someone is bringing up a topic and you can contribute to it, contribute to it. Respond to other people. Build community online. If you're on Instagram, join threads. Since that's kind of a newer platform, people are being very generous with following and commenting. And I have found that to be a place where people online, especially if you have something that's a little bit broader reaching, it's easy for you to find an algorithm that will work for what you have going on. And the next is show up in your local community. Go to your Chamber of Commerce events. Do business after hours. Think about where the people who would be interested in your show go. So maybe you have a podcast about houseplants. Let's just say a houseplant podcast. You're teaching people how to do houseplants. You can tell that all mine die by how I'm talking about this. But go to a little store that sells houseplants. Go to Home Depot and hang out in the plant section. This can be so easy. And I know you're thinking, Morgan, that just but listen to me. Hear me out here. You see somebody that you think, oh, this person looks nice or approachable or kind of like me or would like my podcast. Walk near them, look at the thing that they're looking at and say, oh my gosh, I was just looking at that too. That will start a conversation. I promise you, that is how I start 90% of the just random small talk conversations that I start. They're looking at something that I was just looking at and I say, whoa, I love that thing. That's it. And you know, it might not turn into a conversation about your podcast. Honestly, probably over 50% of the time it won't, but it will improve your communication skills. It will get you used to doing small talk. And the other 50% when it does, you are already in a place where someone who would be interested in your podcast is. It's all about taking tiny steps. If you never board the train, you can never leave the station. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast and you'd like to hear more episodes like this one, go ahead and subscribe to the show. New episodes air every Monday morning. And if you found this episode valuable and you want to help other business owners and podcasters, will you leave me a 5-star review? It helps the show rank higher in the charts and brings more entrepreneurs the information they need to start making money on their podcast.